Sheila, Nikki's trying to call someone else to see if she can, if it's just service or if it's her phone or something, so she'll let me know. But I am able to get her text now.
All right, next. Phones are one, so we'll do a little down here. So should we keep going, get these, I heard that in here while she's.
Yep.
All right, so let's go back to section two. And we're on number 15, case 2295. Tracy, would you read the summary, please?
Yes, case 2295, the defendant is Philip Kuchler, the respondent is Mackenzie Kurth, BBM. On September 3rd, 2021, Adobe, a 14-year-old male Jack Russell Terrier, was presented to respondent for a dental procedure. The dental was performed and the dog was discharged later that day. Complainant stated that after arriving home, the dog was licking the left side of his abdomen. Upon taking a closer look, the dog had two wounds that appeared to be caused by a sharp object. The wounds worsened over the next several days. Complainant stated that the dog developed belly fever in the wounds as a result of a deliberate act at the time of the dental procedure. Information was received that the dog had belly fever since 2016 and complainant was not consistently giving the dog the prescribed protocol. This case did not go in front of the investigative committee, but to the board for your review and consideration.
All right, so straight to the board, and we have Mr. Stoll monitoring, no respondent.
Yes, sir.
Complainant. And Dr. Thompson, you are the lead.
Yeah, so in reviewing 2295 and looking at the information that we have on hand, the thought that the pet was given valley fever at the time of the dental, as we know, is probably not something that actually happened, especially when we get more information that the pet had had valley fever in that general area previously and had been on and off medications for the treatment of that disease. So I really don't see the complaint as founded in that the doctor or the staff caused that issue to arise during the period of the dental, and I would make a motion to dismiss.
Second.
The motion on the floor and second to dismiss case 2295. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I agree with you. Valley fever is not a quick disease. I mean, fungus is a little bit slower. Bacterial infections, URIs, these kinds of things, we can definitely see happen after anesthesia. It's not surprising because anesthesia is a major insult to the body and stress can lead to infections. But yeah, valley fever, that timeline does not fit with that kind of disease there too. So.
In my experience, valley fever, a dog's lucky it lived to be 14 years old.
They live pretty long now. They never
Yeah, but they never go off the meds.
Yeah, it seems like they're always on meds anymore. I have a couple that come off and we celebrate, but most of the time it's just, there's meds for the rest of your life. Thank God it's come down in price.
So, all right, motion, and I added in my notes here that, you know, he didn't call back and say anything to this veterinarian until 7 weeks later.
That's, yeah. I noted that also. Yeah.
And even after the clinic had reached out post-procedure to check to see if there were any issues, there was no response. So it wasn't until, and perhaps, I mean, if the dog had an infection, a low-lying infection, the anesthesia could have caused something to pop up later, but it didn't pop up a day or two after.
Yeah.
It popped up that 7 weeks after.
Yeah.
And so to no fault of the veterinarian.
Yeah, so I just think the complaint loses all credibility with how they described how things happened. All right, motion on the floor to dismiss. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Next up, we have 2297. Tracy, would you read us a summary, please?
Yes, case 2297, the complainant is Janet Swanson, the respondent is Jamie Logan, BBM. Including all response premises, several times in that sense, scheduled improvements from the cat kitty, a 12-year-old female domestic short hair. No regular appointments were available for approximately 10 days. However, urgent care appointments were available for an extra fee. This did not go in front of the investigative committee. It came straight to you for your review and consideration. Dr. Whiting had also presented another statement on April 7th, which was available on the file for your review.
All right, so this came straight to the board, an STB, yep. As in boy.
Did you catch that one initially?
Oh.
But,
All right, no. submitted, so we have to recognize, so we have a submitted statement by the respondent. You should have seen that. That's in the folder, right?
Yep.
So, Ms. Solman, this is your baby.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. To kind of boil this down, it seems to be the complaint was based on availability of an appointment. At least that was my reading. And the difference of being a non-urgent case and being fit into the regular routine of the office, it was going to take them about 10 days. We are all acutely aware of the veterinary shortage throughout the state of Arizona, let alone if a pet is referred to a specialist. That's an additional wait in many, many cases. So I find basically the cat could have been seen the same day. That was offered as an option and it was declined by the owner. So I would move, and I have a follow-up question to staff about STBs, but at this point let's go with STBs, not STs, okay. And so I would move we dismiss with no violation.
I'm in a second. Yeah, this is just one of those unfortunate situations of scheduling happens, but we in veterinary medicine have been kind of lulled into this false sense of, oh, you can get in anytime you want to see for many, many years.
Yes.
And now we're to the human side. I mean, I call my human doctor and it's 3-4 months before I can even get an appointment. So if there's anything beyond there, go to urgent care.
Yeah.
People have to accept that we are turning into human medicine. This is just our future and people have to adapt.
Yeah.
It's a 9-letter word.
And we don't regulate business practices.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, if a vet wants to see two appointments a day, that's on them.
That's
as long as they can pay their bills and pay their employees, that's cool.
It was offered.
Yeah. So I did
say. All right. So motion on the floor is to dismiss 2297. Any further discussion? I can't read my notes here. I'm going to make Victoria cry. It's on the recording. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. 2297 is dismissed. And we have one more.
I'm going to try to get Nikki on the phone.
Okay.
While we're doing that, can may I ask a question of Victoria?
Sure.
Regarding straight to the boards, let me use the full terminology here so I don't mispronounce anything. We seem to be getting, we didn't have any of them for a long time, and now we're getting quite a few. Is this a staffing issue? Is this different kinds of complaints coming in because everybody's crankier?
Well, I think that previously the board had discussed this issue, and so Victoria presented it to the board to give us some more authority to bring some of these cases straight to you that were potential dismissals,
yes,
or that the board had no authority over.
Right.
You do have the ability to believe that there's further investigation that needs, then you can go ahead and remand that back to the investigative committee and it'll go through that chain. But if I see something that maybe can just be handled promptly, then that's why I bring it to you for your review.
Great. It's an efficient way to go. Thank you.
And it helps with the open case numbers. Go team.
over.
All right, so let the record show we have Ms. Ross back on the phone. Back to all of our regular attendees, and we are now on section 2, number 17, the last IR. This is case number 22-100. And Tracy, would you raise the summary, please?
Yes, so case 22-100, the complainant is Madison Vasile, the respondent is Scott Diskin, BBM. On July 21st, 2021, Posty, a one-year-old male Chiwini, was presented to respondent for a pre-surgical exam. A verbal altercation took place and respondent had complainant leave before her dog was examined. And this is also a straight to board case. It was brought to you for your review and discussion and did not go in front of the investigative committee.
And we have no respondent, no complaint, nobody monitoring. And Ms. Krieger. Finally.
Right, I'm here.
You've been waiting all day.
I feel so left out.
You've been waiting all day for this one, haven't you?
I know, right? Okay, so with regard to this case, obviously you see there's a disagreement as to what transpired. I have a feeling what happens sometimes in these cases when somebody's pet is being difficult. It's easy for the owner to feel a little defensive when the idea of a muzzle is being brought up, and I think that's kind of what set things off here. But we know that vets do not want to be bit, and so it's for the safety of everybody, you know, sometimes they're necessary. Sometimes they use one for one of my dogs, and but these two just, you know, after the point of the muzzle, I think the vet actually made the right decision that they were not going to continue to provide care, and that's okay because it's a private business and they can do so. And this pet was, you know, not in any sort of emergency, urgent care sort of situation. And so I did not see anything that fell below the standard of care. And in this case, I would make a motion that we dismiss with no violation.
Second.
The motion on the floor is second to dismiss case 22-100 with no violation. Is there any further discussion? It's going to be some kind of joke about needing two muzzles, so I will refrain from that. Motion on the floor is to dismiss. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. 22-100. Yes, Dr. Ma. Yeah. All right, we've got 20 minutes before we get this next one. So we're on section 4, number 2, 21104, in regards to Bernard Cohen, DVM, board member, to discuss take action on completion of continuing education is required of a board order and return license to active status. That should be on your main agenda. Okay. They need it all together?
I know.
So I was
going
to make the real quick. Ordered that can be 4 hours continuing education in compliance. Medical record, you can, yeah.
Yeah, that's all he was required to do.
And does this say it's 6?
That's how I was trying to see an hours on there. I'm like, I didn't see.
I know.
Is it in the blurry stuff at the bottom?
Yeah, there's the blurry stuff at the bottom.
This program.
I don't know why they make those certificates like that.
I could look at his plan to see if that's...
Oh, that's at the top, actually. 6 continuing education hours that have been awarded. So, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a 6. It's kind of weird looking 6, too. But that's 6. And he only needed 4.
Yeah.
So, I make a motion to accept this for 21-104 and return license to active status?
Second.
Motion on the floor and second to return to accept CEs return to active status. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Skip down and get 4 and 5 done. 4.21.118, in regards to Kenneth Hallback, DVM Board may review, discuss, take action on completion of continuing education as required by consent agreement and may return license to active status. I think it's in the same folder.
Yeah, so this one was 12 months, 8 hours for medical record keeping. And that's it then, correct?
And
oh, then a civil penalty.
He has paid the civil penalty.
He has, okay. So we need 8 hours, so.
I'm not seeing the.
So we haven't done the hours, we just did the.
The plan?
Wait, this is, so.
This says completion.
Completion, yes, but I don't see any.
He finished it.
Oh, did it just not get uploaded?
Yes, if I did, then here it is.
But does he equal 8 hours or over?
It is 6 hours in medical record keeping and 2 hours in something called opioid 411 anytime. Let's see if that's what his plan was.
And this says complete all 8 hours.
And that is what his plan was. So that's, and he was required to do
8 hours of medical record.
8 hours of medical.
And so I was like, why do we
approve? That's what you approved for the things.
Okay. That's what threw me off. I was like, it's only 6 hours, but.
All right.
All right, well, if we approve that plan, then I will make a motion to return licensed active status in 21-118 for Ken Callback.
Second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. 2207, in regards to Michael Walker, DVM Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with the consent agreement. It's also on your main agenda. And I'm not seeing the plan.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm just seeing the consent
agreement. Right.
Well, obviously it's not there now. It's not magically. I will tell you what it is. It's very brief.
3 hours for client communication. That's what I see.
So he's got 4 courses. Let's see. The first one is Communication Tips to Boost Your Client Satisfaction. It's a 1-hour online course from Vetfolio. The other is Talking with Clients, Language Do's and Don'ts. It's a 1-hour online course. The other is Communication Better with Clients. There's 2 sessions. It's 1-hour online course. And the other is Emotional Blackmail, How to End the Cycle, a 1-hour online course. And then he provided some printouts from the websites about that. Since you haven't had the opportunity to read that, what I could do is maybe we pin this one till later in the day, and I can, in the meantime, copy and get it on the cloud for you.
That's great.
Since there's a little bit more to read.
All right, so let's pin that one.
Yeah.
Come back. Let's get a little time here. So let's see if 15 minutes, maybe this is good, we'll limit our time, to take on number 3 and number 7 here, 21-146 and 21, oh, they're both 21.
Yeah, yeah, same case.
One's a supplement to Ms. Solomon's the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move we go into executive session on case 21-146.
For what purpose?
For legal advice.
Second.
We'll take motion of 4 and second.
Okay.
On executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Couldn't I just say to give Mark a hard time?
Opposed?
Yeah.
Good.
It wasn't me.
That motion passes, so we will go into executive session. We'll hang on here till we're